Hey, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Baruch Hashem, we're continuing in Siman Shin Chav Vav. Today, we are doing Se'ifim Vav Zayin and Ches. This is page Kuf Samech Aleph on Beis, page 322. And again, this is the Siman about bathing on Shabbos. So says the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Vav. Also, Litein Al Gabe Bitno Kli Sheish B'Mayim Chaim and Rafilu B'Chol Mipnei Asakana. You're not allowed to put a kli that has hot water on your belly, and even on a weekday, you're not allowed to do that because it's dangerous. You'll burn yourself. Shapam Shem Rotchem. Sometimes it's boiling, and it will burn your belly. Avol Mutulah. But you're allowed to heat up a beged and put that on your beten. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yatesva. Afilu b'chol v'kol shkein dasar b'shabbes shem yishavchu alav nimso karoches b'shabbes. So on Shabbos it's going to be a double lister. Number one, because of sakana, and number two, if it spills all over you, it will be like bathing in warm water on Shabbos. Kein kosu Rashi v'aran ulufizeh machamin b'kli sagur. And therefore, it would turn out that if you have it in a closed off kli shekorin varm flash shari that they call a varm flash, which is like a hot water bottle or something that has a seal on it. You take an old soda bottle and you fill it with warm water, so and you put that on your stomach. That's mutter. Aval leperish hatosus that tamishum deminkar shul refu exerim shum shchik sammanim gam bazel asul letzor gadol yesh lahakel. But according to Tosos, it's not asur based on sakana or based on bathing, which would only be a problem if it were to be a spilling risk. It's asur because of refuah and exerim shum shchik sammanim, and therefore even a closed bottle should be asur. So which opinion do we paskin like? So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Letzar kadol, we could be makel with a closed bottle." Mutar lachim beged, voidin lachim kli b'shabbes. Mutar afle perish atos sanal to lo minkro kol kach shul refuah. But you're allowed to warm up a beged or a kli of any sort and put that on your stomach because that's not so obvious that you're doing so mishum refuah, and there's no risk of any spilling. So again, the two potential reasons why you're not allowed to put warm water on your stomach on Shabbos is either because it's a spilling risk, which itself would lead to two problems. Number one, that it's a danger, and number two, that it's a violation of bathing on Shabbos. And then the second potential risk, the second potential concern is that it's refuah. But in either case, if you put a warm beged, you don't have to worry about either of those things. Siv Zayin, Harochet Banohar, if a person bathes in the river, Tzarech Shei Nagiv Gufo Yafuk Sholem Yanohar, you need to dry yourself off really, really well when you come out of the river. Because the river, we're assuming there's no Erev in the community, so it's a Karmelis, and you're going to be walking around with this water on your body, and you're carrying it for Amos in a Karmelis. Because when someone comes out of a bath or a river, he's got a lot of water on his body. But if a person's just walking on a rainy day and he's soaking wet, that we're not so makbid about carrying around that water. So says the Mishbura Rochitz Banar, Kosova Poskim Denogu Shalirchutz Klal Banar B'mikvah. That our minig is that we don't bathe in a river or a mikveh at all. Because we have a different concern that it's going to lead you to squeeze out the water from your hair. And there are other reasons as well. When it comes to tevila, we'll discuss later on. So even though we don't bathe at all in a river, we don't go to swimming at all on Shabbos, but if you're just dipping your feet in, you're just dipping your hands in, so then you just need, then this halacha and shulchan aruch applies, that you need to dry yourself off really well, so you're not carrying around that water on your body. When we say that you got to dry off when you get out of there, it means immediately, right next to the river, you got to dry off really well, and don't go walk at all with the water on you, because you might forget and go four amos with it. And if that's the case, it sounds from here that your clothing that you took off close to the river, you need to put them very close to the river, and certainly the towel that you're going to dry off with, you need to put right next to the river so that you don't walk four amos with the water on your body. Primogadim says it's even worse than that. Let's say you're wading through the water, wading through the water, and the water's up to your waist. So the top half of your body is soaking wet. So as you're walking in the river, you're carrying water, dalet amos in a karmelis. Shanor or karmelis, the river itself is a karmelis. say arba amos becarmelis. So it turns out you're carrying four amos in a carmelis. Ulefizeh kishayori litbal benar b'tchilas hamayim nemuchin samul chakarka. So according to this, when you go to be tovel in a river and you start in the shallow water, tzarich lizar shaleich arba amos rachuk misfaso. You should not go more than four amos into the water, because if you go more than four amos into the water, on the way out, you're going to be carrying water with you on your body, four amos. Shabachaz rasa yisamayim elav arba amos. On the way out, you're going to be carrying four amos. Look, pidubo, but if it's soaking wet because it's raining outside, that we're not makpid about. Ratzalam lufi shemu watim, vein ratzabim shir atzasamayim sheyis chayiv ben. A little bit of a pella. The logazu bezeh, that because when it rains, usually it's not so much water, so it doesn't meet the shear that you need to violate carrying. So they never made a gzeira. Shushaloka derech hotzaka, because anyway, it's not the derech hotzaka to carry in such a way in the rain. However, the Be'er Agra says that it's not about the amount of water. Even if it's a ton of water that's saturating your clothing, we're not worried about it. And we're not even worried about a chashash schita, apparently. And the Taz gives the reason for it, but because then the Dirshu fills us in, that the Taz explains that it's Efshali Imonamikach, because a lot of times you're walking in the street, and then it starts to rain, meaning this is something that there's no way to prevent. But to prevent yourself from going into a river on Shabbos, you should be able to prevent that. But to prevent yourself from getting stuck in the rain, what are you supposed to do? Just stand in the street and not move for the rest of Shabbos? So that would be ridiculous. It would be impossible. So that's why we're makel on the rain issue. Sivches, adam mutu litbal mitumaso b'Shabbos. A person is allowed to go to the mikveh to be metar themselves from tuma on Shabbos. Sivkatan chavdal Adam Ratzalomer Avlagav the Kli also that Bilu Tari Mitumas B'Shabbos Yom Tov Nishin Yerkem Esakin Akli Ali Dezeh. The chiddush over here is that you're not allowed to do Tvilas Kalim on Shabbos, because that's Nira Ketikun. It's a Tikun Mana. You're making the Kli a usable Kli by toveling it. Adam Shiny, but a human being is different. Mepreshu Nirkem Tzanein Atzmo B'Mayim, because it doesn't. It's not so obviously a Tikun. It looks more like you're just cooling your body off. Va'afilu Me'Eis Kar V'Gam B'Mayim Shulchem Shein Derech Lir. And even if it's 12 below zero outside, and there's no reason any normal human being, unless you're in the polar bear club or something, would ever cool his body off in such waters. And even if the water is gross, it looks like a mikveh that looks like an avocado smoothie, and it looks disgusting, and no one would ever cool themselves off in such water. But since there may be extreme circumstances where you're just full of mud, you just came from a long road and your body is full of mud, that you might even wash off in such waters, and therefore you're allowed to be tovel, even if you could have been tovel before Shabbos. However, there's a minig among women that they don't do a tevila shalo bizman on Shabbos. If mikvah night falls out on Friday night, they'll go to the mikvah on Friday night. But if the mikvah night fell out on Thursday night and they just couldn't make it, they had a chasna, they had this, they had that they don't go to the mikvah on Shabbos. Because the poskim di yofanagu, and the poskim say that is a good minug. Because the minug nowadays is we do not bathe our entire bodies. I feel a bit so need even cold water. So why in the world would someone be putting their body in a mikvah of water if not for the Tara purposes? And that's a violation of Nirukim Mesakin. It looks like a tikkun mana. Remember, the whole reason a human being is allowed to go to the mikvah is because someone might look and say, nah, you're not really being Mesakin anything. You're just cooling off. But if you don't, we don't do that. We don't cool off in pools and bodies of water on Shabbos. So someone going to a mikveh, it will not look like they're cooling off. It will look like they're being masakin their tumah. However, the Achronim say that a man who became a balkeri is allowed to go to the mikveh. Since really, Meikar Adin balkeri doesn't need to go to the mikveh. You're allowed to daven, you're allowed to learn, you're allowed to do all those things. We were mevatel that takana says of chenal b'sim peches im kein lo mechsi k'mesaken al yidei hatevila. So it doesn't look like you're being mesaken yourself through that tevila. Vayin b'mashak savnu bir alacha diyesh machmirim v'savim dein lechalik bein tevilas keri l'shar tumos. However, in the bir alacha, there are those that are machmir and saying that we're not mechalik between Tumas Kari and other Tumas. Someone who has a minig to be makel, we do not object to that because most are makel about this. If a person became tamei on Shabbos Yom Tov, then we're for sure not going to be machmir. And the minig is to be matir, to go to the mikveh even on Shabbos morning. By Hasidim they always do this. Achizor mochli avul deschit to do isur gomer. But one needs to be very careful that it not lead to schita, since that is a real isur. So to review what we learned tonight in Sivvav, we said that you're not allowed to put an open kli on your stomach with hot water on your stomach on Shabbos, because it could be dangerous, and because if it spills, it could be a violation of bathing. And even a closed kli, according to Tosfos, is problematic because it looks like refuah. A warm beged is mutter because it doesn't look like refuah, and it certainly doesn't have the other two concerns. Then in Siv Zayin, we said that a person coming out of a river should really dry himself off before he walks 4 amos. Even within the river, he shouldn't go more than 4 amos, because he can't be carrying the water on his body. However, if a person is walking in the rain, is walking in the outside and starts raining and he's soaked, that's mutter to keep on walking, either because we assume it's not so much water that you're carrying around, or because life would just be impossible if you had to stop walking every time it started raining. And then in Siv Ches we said that a person is allowed to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, even though you're not allowed to do Tevilas Kelim on Shabbos, because Tevilas Kelim looks like Tikkun Maneh, but a person could look like he's just being Mekarer. However, there is a minag that women don't do a Tevila Shelo Bizmana on Shabbos, because it really does look a lot like Mesakin, since we otherwise don't cool our bodies off in cold pools on Shabbos. And there are different opinions whether a Bal Keri is allowed to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, but certainly if he became Tameh on Shabbos, we are certainly Mekel. And in all these cases, one just needs to be very mindful not to violate an Isser of Schita. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll be back in Shul after the 10 o'clock Maariv with Si'ifim, Tess, and Yud. Everyone have a wonderful evening.